Today as a church, we enter into this second week of Advent, a time of waiting, a time of anticipation. And when I think about Advent, I think about a family that they're expecting a baby. They're waiting for the baby. They're anticipating the arrival of a baby. They don't wait passively. There is always some preparations going on. They are always working on something so that when the baby arrives, the baby will find the home ready for him or for her. And that is Advent for us. A time we anticipate, a time we wait. Our readings for each week, they give us something that we can focus on as part of getting ready for the coming of our Lord. And today we hear from the Gospel of Luke. We hear John the Baptist calling us. He did it over 2,000 years ago, and he's doing it today, calling us to repentance, calling us to ask for forgiveness for our sins. But what John the Baptist is calling us to do today is not just being sorry for our sins. That is the first stage of repentance. But he's inviting us really into a deeper transformation, into a deeper conversion, a metanoia. He's inviting us to be different, to change our lives, to take the mind and the heart of Jesus himself. A deeper sense of conversion, a deeper sense of transformation. That is our homework in this second week of Advent. So, my brothers and sisters, I invite you to slow down in the course of this second week. I invite you to enter into this journey of discernment, to ask ourselves, what parts of my life they need transformation? What part of me needs conversion, needs change? What part of me needs to be different as I await the coming of our Lord in my heart? That is the journey of our second week of Advent, discerning our conversion, discerning our repentance, asking God to give us that grace so that we can change, we can embrace the heart and the mind of Jesus in this second week of Advent.